Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Well, cattle producers, it's the Bighorn Classic coming from Superior Video Livestock Auction, 22nd to the 25th of August. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, originating from the Holiday Inn Convention Center in Sheridan, Wyoming. The folks are going to be offering 165,000 head of cattle, starting on Tuesday morning, 9 a.m. Central Time, Region 3, 4, 5, and 6 weaned calves and calves on cows. They'll also have some bred stock they'll be selling as well. On Wednesday, August 23rd, they'll start 9 a.m. Central Time again with feeder steers and feeder heifers from primarily Region 3, 4, 5, and 6. On Thursday, Friday, both days starting at 9 a.m. Central Time with cattle primarily coming from the western states. If you want more information about the cattle, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call at 800-422-2117. The Bighorn Classic, August 22nd to the 25th. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, live and feeder contracts set to open moderately lower this morning, pressured by residual selling interest and long liquidation. On the other hand, the hog future seems staged open mix, with new spot October gaining on deferreds. Well, specific bids and asking prices in feedlot country today will probably remain few and far between. Don't expect to see much cash potential until tomorrow, probably later on in the week. Preliminary asking prices likely to be around $115 in our part of the country. Now, on the hog trade should open with bids steady to about a dollar lower. Processing margins remain attractive, and packers are likely to kill as many hogs as they can practically find. The futures for hogs expected to open on a mixed basis this morning, with nearby issues gaining on the backs. Now, moving to the grains. Grain futures closed mixed yesterday, but that was a moral victory for markets that were down and distressed. No fundamental drivers emerged to turn the momentum around, though questions remain about USDA's yield forecast from last week. Outside markets, at least on Wall Street, gave the ag complex some space. Stocks rallied after a strong performance in Europe as last week's war of words with North Korea eased. The dollar firmed and safe havens like treasuries and gold broke. Wheat prices did close mixed yesterday. Short covering helped several soft red winter wheat contracts post small bullish reversals. December soft red wheat rejected a break below its support line off April and May lows after nearing oversold levels. Yesterday's reversals in Chicago came on decent volume of about 173,000 contracts compared to 189,000 on Friday. Corn prices reversed higher yesterday after rejecting a move to the lowest level since the end of September. The outside day higher got rolling when December held overnight lows during the first half hour of trading, prompting short covering and perhaps a little bargain hunting. And soybeans tried to follow wheat and corn higher but couldn't quite make the leap. November futures were able to par double-digit losses but still finished below Friday's lows. We'll check futures in a moment.
Hi, I'm a smoker, and I'm aware that that's bad. I'm aware that my family hates it, and that it costs me over $2,700 a year. I'm aware of all the reasons I shouldn't do it, but none of that changes the fact that it's really hard to quit.
The Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline has new free services, like text and email support. Visit okhelpline.com or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. No judgments, just help. The Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline, a program of TSET.
Livestock futures, August live cattle yesterday down 67 at 109.05, October down 80 cents at 106.60, August feeder cattle up 52 cents, 142.30, and September up 55 at 142.77, October hogs up 55 cents, 69.17, December up 25 cents at 63.50. Hard red winter wheat, Kansas City, September down 4.5, 436 and 3/4, December down 5 cents at 464 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, September up 1 3/4 at 441, December up 3/4 at 467 and 3/4. September corn's up 2 cents, 362 and 3/4, and December up 1.5 at 376 and a quarter. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.